Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. John chapter 11 verses 41 to 42. Lazarus, sickness was allowed so that the Son of God would be glorified by it. See John chapter 11 verse 4. The mighty power that was active in raising Lazarus from the dead brought the glory of God to light. See John chapter 11 verse 40. What was God's purpose in this sign and miracle? To make people realize that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God. See John chapter 20 verse 31. On another occasion, when the disciples saw their Lord walking on the water and experienced him coming to their aid in the storm, they bowed down before him and cried, "Truly you are the Son of God." Mount 14:33. God sometimes works miracles, large and small, in our lives too. Why is that? So that we can get a deeper impression of his greatness and worship him with admiration. When was the last time you did this with your whole heart? The Son of God had come to reveal the Father and glorify him before the eyes of men. Because he acted in dependence at Lazarus' grave and prayed audibly, the Father received the glory for the miracle that followed. Knowing that he was at the center of God's will, he magnified him who hears prayer, Peter 65:2, and focused the attention of all on him. This should also be our intention when we ask God for something. Just as the Father sent the Son into this world to glorify him here, the Son also sent us into this world to magnify him here. See John chapter 20, verse 21. Disciples of Jesus can be recognized, among other things, by the fact that they cling to his promises with a confidence of faith, keep his commandments, and experience how God responds to prayer. See John chapter 15, verses 7-8. The scene at Lazarus' tomb reminds us in a certain sense of Elijah on Mount Carmel. The prophet there cried out loudly in front of the crowd, "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back." 1 Kings 18:36-37. Elijah prayed for God to confirm his service to Israel in the eyes of the people. Knowing that he was on this mountain at the center of God's will, he could express this request with frankness and boldness. His motive was to glorify God, and his prayer was answered. How do you, through your prayer life, give God the opportunity to show that he is still the hearer of prayer? PS 65:2 today. Do you share your experiences of answered prayer with others, so that God may be glorified and more people may find the courage to trust him?